You're welcome back to the programme. Now, on several occasions on this programme, we have spoken about Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And we've spoken about how there's a very high incidence of it in Ireland, and this is probably to do with our ageing population. And we've spoken about the management of it and the care of people with dementia. But we've got a very interesting angle on the whole debate about dementia and Alzheimer's, because I'm joined on the line by Professor John Nolan, and he is from the National Research Centre of Ireland. And he is a scientist who has developed a product called Remind. And this, it was developed specifically for the overall management of Alzheimer's disease. And he's here to tell us more about it. John, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
Great. I'm good.
To get connected with you.
Lovely to talk to you. You've been working on this product for as far back as 2013. So a lot of research has gone into it, I gather.
Yeah, we've been working. I work at the Nutrition Research Centre in Ireland, and I'm the director of that centre. And we're based at the university in Waterford. And as you say, for over 20 years now, we've had the great value of being able to conduct research where we've been trying to look at how we can target nutrition in terms of interventions that work for diseases like age-related macular degeneration. In the first instance, we were looking at the eye, actually, and how these particular nutrients in the eye are very, very important to protect a part of the eye called the retina, that's the back of the eye. And that research found its way into our brain work, and particularly with an interest in dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And we've had some very important discoveries. And as you say, on the back of that, then thankfully now a product has been commercialized in partnership with the university to help support, as you rightly put, the management of Alzheimer's disease, because it's a very sensitive and a very complex disease.
So in layman's terms, John, what exactly does that product do?
Sure. So basically, in layman's terms, the product is provides concentrated amounts of these nutrients called carotenoids. Now, carotenoids are pigments that are found in nature. So when you look at fruits and vegetables, or if you look at fish skin, for example, or if you look at anything in the world that has a natural color, these are because of these plant-based pigments called carotenoids. And in our body, we consume about 50 of these carotenoids, and they're important throughout our body because they're what we call an antioxidant. So basically, you mentioned the aging process. So the reason why we age is because of a process known as oxidative stress. So as we use oxygen to stay alive, we produce a byproduct called a free radical, and that makes our skin go wrinkly, it makes our hair change color, and so on and so forth. This happens inside our body as well, and our brain is no different. And actually, remarkably, our brain is very, very vulnerable to oxidative stress, because there's a high turnover, there's a high usage of oxygen throughout all the cells in the brain. So in layman's terms, we have been able to identify what are the specific carotenoids that are found at high concentrations in the brain, that we can provide them in a safe way in the supplement, as you say, the Remind supplement. And we were able to run a major clinical trial for patients who were suffering with mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease. Now, I must say, in addition to the carotenoids, which, by the way, we source from marigolds, so these are beautiful flowers.
Marigold flowers?
Yes, correct. So the marigold, the colour that you see in those petals in the marigolds has a carotenoid called lutein. And lutein is also, you see lutein in egg yolk, for example. You see it in peppers, you see it in spinach. And there's another carotenoid called zeaxanthin, and these are zeaxanthin. So they live in this flower naturally. So we're able to concentrate them in a very natural way from these flowers. And they're very, very safe for consumption. That's the other piece that's really important here. And adding those to omega, you've probably heard of omega-3 fatty acids as well. Yeah. So the brain, as you probably know, a significant percentage of the brain, about 60% of the brain is fat, and 90% of the fat in the brain is an omega-3 fatty acid called DHA, which typically you get from consuming fish, but we certainly don't consume enough of it. So combining the carotenoids and the omega as the carrier has provided this really rich source of nutrients that are localized, that are stored in the brain and actually are working in the brain, we believe, to nourish and reduce oxidative stress levels, reduce another process called inflammation. So when you look at Alzheimer's disease, inflammation is very much part of that disease process. So essentially, you made reference to current medicine in terms of like how we treat it and how complex it is. What we're saying with targeted nutrition is that it's not to substitute any treatments, but it's actually to get there in with it, and maybe even before these diseases get to a stage that they need these very expensive and really unsatisfactory treatments, which as you probably know, which is the current state of play in the medicine of Alzheimer's.
And is this product of any use to somebody who already has Alzheimer's, or is it more of a preventative product for people before they develop it?
Great question. So it's very important to say that this is not a silver bullet. You know, this is not something that is going to reverse a disease per se. In our study, we ran, the trial was called REMIND. It was a two-year interventional trial, and we had patients which we recruited from the local hospital here under the directorship of Professor Rena Mulcahy, worked with me on that program. And we recruited patients who were kind of at that early to middle stage of Alzheimer's disease. And in those patients, after 12 months of intervention, those on the active ingredients, so these were the ones getting the carotenoids and the omega versus a placebo, we saw significant benefits in terms of their quality of life. We call it their clinical collateral. So their mood, you know, so any family members that are listening now that are supporting people with this really challenging disease will understand that their mom or their dad, the person changes in their behavior, they change in their mood.
Yeah.
So mood and memory was another one. Stages of memory were improved. So to answer your question, I believe prevention is really important here, but even with people with confirmed Alzheimer's disease, we've been able to show in the context of a proper trial significant improvements with these nutrients. So that was very, very exciting.
So, John, you're coming to Kerry in July, and I know what you do as part of that. I know you're coming to Horan's Health Stores. You do screening to ascertain someone's carotenoid levels. How can you do that? How does that work?
Yeah, so just for clarity, I'm personally not coming, but the REMIND team will be there, and they have access to very, very brilliant technology. It's a carotenoid screener, so it actually, for anyone, you can in a minute or so measure the carotenoid score in their skin. And why that's important is we know that correlates with the exact amount of carotenoid that you have in your eye and in your brain. So in other words, it's a way to determine if people have a low base starting point. And the thing about carotenoids, I must say, is that I would imagine that even the healthiest person that I've tested, I've been able to improve in their carotenoid score. And one of the challenges for that, you mentioned in your introduction, like why do people develop Alzheimer's? One of the reasons is, as you rightly say, is aging. But the other reason is that our nutritional access to good nutrition, no matter how hard we try, is suboptimal at best. So this technology, this skin carotenoid measurement will show you or family members what their carotenoid score is. And then with lifestyle and maybe the supplement intervention, you'll be able to change that carotenoid score, which means that you're changing the protective levels in your eye and in your brain.
Okay, it sounds it sounds very interesting indeed. And as you say, you've been working on it for 10 years. And I presume you said this product has been tried on many Alzheimer's patients. What about side effects? Because people are always worried about side effects of taking anything.
Yeah, unlike the very aggressive drugs that, you know, the current treatments for Alzheimer's, which can cause, you know, significant issues, stroke, bleeds in the brain, everything, you name it. These nutritional approaches are exceptionally safe. I have over 20 years data with carotenoids, and even at 200 times more than what we provide in the supplement, you provide no contraindications, side effects or damages to patients at any level. So their nature's, you know, what I say is, when you talk about what's good and good nutrition, we've been able to isolate those and make them available in a very safe and concentrated form in the supplement.
Okay, well, it's interesting stuff. So your team are coming to Horan's Health Store on Wednesday, the 12th of July. And this screening that you do of the carotenoids levels in people's system, that's free, is it?
Yeah, they won't be charging. It's basically the REMIND team, as you say, and the West Midlands Health team. They're the team that have basically have licensed to use this supplement in Ireland and across the world, and they make this service available. They like to do it to support pharmacies, to support doctors as anyone needs, all part of education and learning. And then if a doctor or a patient or, you know, a sufferer chooses to try and up their carotenoid score, they have the opportunity to do that now, thankfully, by the availability of the ReMind supplement.
Has it only just become available, or has it been available for a while?
So I've been doing research on carotenoids that have been commercially available now for over 15 years. There's a carotenoid for the eye health called MacuPrime that's used very successfully now by ophthalmologists across Ireland and the world. The ReMind supplement was launched in the US in 2018, 2019. So there was 10 years of proper science done leading up to that, not just from my own facility in Waterford, but across Ireland and across the world as well, different research centres. In fact, I fly to Japan tomorrow to present a paper on this at a major conference in Japan. So it's a very much internationally used, and yeah, there's been so much work done. It's really time that this is used and supported by government. You know, I really believe government has to make this available and feasible to families. You know, unlike the treatment, this is something that should be very much affordable for parents, or for patients and for carers and doctors alike.
Very good. Well, it's fascinating work, John. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it. And it's great to see that strides are being made in anything that makes life easier for people with Alzheimer's, or indeed can lead towards it developing in the first place. We let you go, but thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
If I could just say a final word to just the sensitivity to this. And to the carers, just, you know, I've seen firsthand working with these patients, what the hospitals and what the carers, the families, you know, Alzheimer's is not just about the patient. There's five people at a minimum affected by this. So what the work that people do in real time is just amazing. I just like to compliment them and thank them for being part of our research and for allowing us develop what we've been able to do.
Oh, so thank you. Very well said, John. Thank you so much for that. Bye for now. And that is Professor John Nolan speaking to me there about ReMind, which sounds like a very exciting new product to help people who have Alzheimer's, and indeed also to really strengthen your brain so that you don't develop it, strengthen your cognitive function. A couple of people texting in wanting to know which of Horne's health stores are the ReMind team coming to. It's the Manor West store, and that's happening on Wednesday week, which is July the 12th, and I'm sure there'll be more. The screening is free, by the way, if you want to pop along. I'm sure there will be lots of people heading along to find out more about that. So do pop into any of the Horne's health stores if you want to learn more. We'll take another break. I believe we have had a phone call from someone from Inspire PR, and we'll be chatting to him after these.